Civil society activist Rajab Muhandis, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, claims Zain Mobile Phone Company has been compromising the privacy and safety of Zain customers. He says contacts of two of their members were hacked at the time when they called for nationwide protests against the transitional government on the eve of what was termed as the Day of Awakening on August 30th.
On the 29th of August this year, Zain duplicated the SIM cards of members of the coalition, and those numbers were then activated on telephones and they were used. Since then, those numbers are active, and if you communicate to these lines, they are actually, the messages go through indicating that they are being used in telephones, and there is no other company that would duplicate these numbers except Zain. And so far, the members of the coalition have sufficient reasons to believe that these numbers were used to make an attempt to hack into social media lines of these members and also their emails.
Muhandis says most of the people associated with the PCCA have been using their phones only with Wi-Fi, but without a SIM card to avoid being traced. He says he realized his number was used for Facebook recovery to access his Facebook account. In addition, Muhandis says on August 29th, when his colleagues tried to access their WhatsApp messages, they received messages saying their numbers were registered in other telephones. In addition, Muhandis says on August 29th, when his colleagues tried to access their WhatsApp messages, they received messages saying their numbers were registered in other telephones, hence they could not receive messages. He says based on his technical knowledge, when you pull out your SIM card from your phone and activate it in a new phone, then you will use the WhatsApp connected to that number only in the new phone because it is where you will receive a new activation code to confirm it. Muhandis says the coalition is going to pursue legal action against Zain.
The coalition is finalizing consultations with competent lawyers to file a court injunction against Zain Telephone Company at a competent court outside the country. And there is every reason and justification to proceed with this decision.
Wilson Ladu, technical director for the Zain South Sudan Operating Network, says the company has not received any official complaint from the People's Coalition for Civil Action and denies the company has been tapping users' communications.
We don't have tapping system because it's against the law. So any subscriber, their lines are protected in case that in terms that we as Zain, we don't tap. We don't have that right to tap. It is not there. No? It is not there for Zain to tap. And technically, you cannot have the same number duplicated. Why? Because it has an address. You know, you cannot have two addresses. It's one. You know, it's only number is one number.
Ladu says people should know that telecommunication networks have what they call a 90-day rule, which means if someone purchases a SIM card and doesn't receive a call or a message or even use it to make phone calls within 90 days, the company has the right to recycle the SIM card into the marketplace. He says in South Sudan, the company gives a duration of 1 year before they recycle SIM cards.
If you don't use it for 1 year, based on the rules that people have for something called non-RGE, which is non-revenue generated event number, then this number can be allocated to someone. And this is internationally. Even if you go to Uganda, go to Kenya, if you have a number, you're not using it for 3 months, you will not get the number again. It can be taken. But what doesn't mean that this number is duplicated, that someone is using it and then another person is using it.
Ladu calls on the People's Coalition for Civil Action to raise their complaints directly to the company so that their concerns can be addressed. South Sudan in Focus tried calling two of the numbers in question, one of which went through but no one answered. There was no answer on the other SIM card number owned by an activist. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.